Okay, so I'm here with Lloyd Fickett, who I've had the privilege of getting to train under, be mentored by for several years around the Collaborative Way. And now I consider you, Lloyd, as an incredible, extraordinary friend and colleague and still a mentor. And so I'm really excited to get to have this conversation with you. Thank you for coming.
You're most welcome, and it's a delight to be with you and a delight to be in this conversation about stands.
Yeah. Great, because I learned about stands from you, and it wasn't until I got to be under your mentorship about what it even means to take a stand. And so I think what I'll do, I'll start by sharing how it lives through me now, and
beautiful.
Then I would love for you to dive in and share more about how it lives through you, because I know that people getting to hear you about what it means to take a stand will get a lot more than just what I have to offer.
Well, we shall see.
So I learned about taking a stand, and what it means is, for me, it's to really get in touch with something that's really important in my heart. And to stand for it means I'm standing for something bigger, a bigger movement, a bigger cause. It's a declaration for something. I remember when I first started learning about stands, one of the ways that you would talk about it is talking about taking a wedding vow, getting married and saying, I do. It's standing for a future possibility that you don't know how it's going to go or where it's going to go or how it's going to turn out, but you're standing for this possibility with all of your heart and all of your commitment in order to make that future possibility possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a declaration. It's, how else would I describe it? I've already said this, but it feels like something bigger than just me personally. I'm standing for a vision. I'm standing for something that doesn't currently exist, but in my perspective, if this thing existed, it would make this world a better place. So that's it.
Oh, cool.
That's a short part of what I stand.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a creation, you know, so it's which is implied in what you're saying. So it's something you create. And while it needs to have a certain fit with reality, it's not based on reality. So you are really, even in this I do, if you truly stand for it, now it's a commitment. So you've created this commitment that's a possibility that then you begin to live into.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, like when you say I do, you don't know what you've gotten yourself into.
Right, totally.
So, and it's a way with any stand.
Mm-hmm.
Then the challenge is to honor that stand that you've taken and to live that stand that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
So then that means things like, obviously you're going to honor your stand, your behavior needs to be now consistent with mm-hmm. that stand. Your speaking needs to be consistent with that stand. Your view is to be consistent with that. And the thing with a stand is that it's a learning process. So you learn to bring your stand into reality.
Mm-hmm.
You learn through, for one thing, if you're in a stand, your ears are open, you're listening, you're learning. And that will include seeing where your behavior or your view or something about yourself that's inconsistent with your stand.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something, if you're truly living a stand, that you're welcome to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the opening for truing up and being more and more consistent, more powerful in your stand, is that continual learning process, which includes seeing when your behavior is inconsistent.
Yeah, and what I hear you saying is you're actually welcoming to see where you're off versus defending against getting some sort of information or knowledge about how you're off.
Exactly, that's what I'd call a position. Mm-hmm. So people can take a position about something and then they're defensive and positional. It's because I could take a stand for integrity and live my life in integrity, and if I'm truly doing that, I'm going to continuously wake up to where I can bring greater integrity forward mm-hmm. and where there's areas I could improve in my integrity.
Mm-hmm.
If I can never see that, if I don't have opening for that, then how do I really manifest this possibility in the world. Whereas if I take a, if I'm positionally positioned and I say, I have integrity, then I'm threatened. And how dare you question my integrity? From a stand, it would be, help me understand what you are seeing here that would have you question my integrity. Yeah. I'd be very interested.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm, because I know that's the pathway to fulfillment. Now, they may be inaccurate, you know, and but that could get straightened out in the conversation. And usually they'll have some piece of gold in there that will, some value in there that will help me in bringing my stand and truing myself more to up to my stand and bringing my stand forward into the world.
That's great. And now the one question that came up in my mind is, what is the cost of not taking a stand in one's life?
Well, you're, one thing is you're going to be thrown around by the by life. Mm-hmm. You know, the you loss of a tremendous amount of power. When my wife was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and you know, we could have just met that like, we'll do our best with this, you know. We took a stand. We shortly after that diagnosis, we took a, and it didn't look good given the situation, we took the stand that no matter how this turns out or how long we have together, we're going to use the time we have together to love each other, to enjoy life, and to have this time that we have together to be extraordinary. And that we would not spend our time in suffering. So having that stand gave us great power, freedom. We weren't buffeted so much. Yes, and it's not to say we didn't suffer, but when we did, we would wake up. Without the stand, I don't think we would have woken up, and we would have just suffered. We would wake up, and then it was on us to let go of the suffering. And when you when as we do that, then we'd come back to a generative state so we could be in our full love and bring forth and sparkle and brightness in life. And I mean, the way she met that whole experience was just so inspiring. And the way we met it inspired everybody around us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it did.
To the last moment of her life. Mm-hmm. And so that's, without that stand, it would have been hell.
Totally. Not to mention that you guys created a record for how long she...
Yeah, she also lived much longer than anyone ever predicted, yes.
Totally. And it was an absolute inspiration about how you, the two of you, navigated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like this has been a really rich conversation.
Yes.
And I really appreciate your words and your teaching and your stand for stands. And I can say that it's impacted me in every area of my life. And now I'm committed to supporting other people and learning how to take stands.
Beautiful. Thank you for doing that. And if I can be of any support in that journey, just let me know.
Fantastic. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Clay.
Thank you.